Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one will be given the opportunity to become the face of the North Korean World Cup bid in 2030. I'm Joel, a man who puts the U-man into let's host the World Cup in a country renowned for its human rights abuses. And across from me is John Harris, a man who has come down with a severe case of World Cup fever. I've just had to tear him away from the third hour of analysis of Poland 0, Mexico 0, just to do this podcast. Hi, John.
Hello, mate.
You've never shown any interest in football before, but now that it's in a sort of corrupt Gulf state, you're all over it. It's strange.
I'm football crazy, chocolate mad. I'm going to grab a power pod and play football with the lads.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I've got a, I think I've got a Chris Sutton power pod knocking around this flat somewhere. It's probably travelled with me to about seven different homes.
They were sort of like a Kinder Surprise for football boys, and they just had like a big head version of.
Can
a
you
football
still get them? Inside.
I don't know, but they were great.
If you search
football.
PowerPods these days, you get Apple headphones.
Oh, I thought you were going to get something that, like, you know, something for washing that kids are eating.
Yeah. I probably did chew on a few PowerPods in my time. Do you know what? They haven't got the resale value of, say, a Pokemon card. You can pick up some of the biggest names in town for £1.17. I can't look at this because I could build a substantial PowerPods collection for 50 quid. It's just really not something I need to be doing.
I love the idea. Get a little shelf going with all your faves on it.
Can you fill for the next 20 minutes while I spend all of my money on a Luis Figo? Anyway, John, let's do some film ideas.
No,
you've got some film ideas.
No,
I've got some film ideas. No, oh, no, we need to say.
No,
we need to
we
say.
Need to acknowledge what happened.
Guys, we've been trying to record this podcast every week. Last time, there was a time 2 weeks ago that the show didn't come out because John was really sick and I was, I don't know, I couldn't be asked. Then
that's not true. That's,
no, it's not
our
true.
Lives are falling apart. I seem to remember the conversation that we had the week after. We both acknowledged everything was going to shit a bit, and we took a week off for our sanity.
And then we sat down last week to record the podcast, and we recorded a belter.
It was great.
It zipped along. It was, you know, it was a vintage, classic 442 Dream Factory podcasting. And went to save the old files afterwards. Had a quick look at the files because I'm recording in a different room and I wanted to quickly check the sound before sending to John. And it was, I tell you what, the first 15 minutes sounded crisp as you like. And then after that, just like a constant sound played for the next 15 minutes, which I'm pretty sure I don't remember making. So I think it's like a mechanical fault.
Because
you would have stopped me. Like after like 3 or 4 minutes, you'd have stopped me, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd let you go for a couple. You know, we're sort of relatively experimental in the podcast world, and so I'd let you give that a go for a bit before sort of reeling you in. There was a part of me that was tempted to get the recording up to that point and then record myself going, Joel, what's happening? Joel, oh my God. And then just like sort of like just end credits music.
And then we never appear again.
Yeah.
That's quite a good way to bow out.
Maybe that's it.
So listener, forgot you ever heard that because, you know, when we finally get sick of this podcast, we're going to do just that. So yeah, we're here now. We're recording a backup.
I've got a we have got a backup. So if this sounds bad, it's because we fucked up again. But this time, at least we've got a backup.
If we fuck up again, John, we need to have a long, hard think about what we do professionally and as a hobby.
This is our jobs. This is both of our jobs is making sure podcasts happen. I'd like to do another in memoriam for ideas that were said between ourselves, but not to the wider world. So
cue the music.
Men in Blackpool.
Great.
Homer Alone.
Ah.
I was also thinking on Homer Alone, Homer Loan, Homer takes some money out of the bank. That's probably the name of a Simpsons episode, though, which in the chat that will never be heard, we actually discussed the fact that
this
Homer
is like
Alone
one of those
is...
rewatch podcasts now. Like, you're talking about a podcast episode that you were in. This is like that Office Ladies one. But it's like someone listening to a rewatch podcast of a show they've never seen. what you're doing.
Who knows? Who can be sure that we're not lying right now? And this is all a big piece of art where we're pretending these ideas happened last week. Pulp Fiction. So that was about the lead singer of the band Pulp, Jarvis Cocker, making stuff up. The Bean Mile. Mr. Bean gets into war. From Musk Till Dawn. We had a lovely bit of social media chat that was relevant then, not relevant now. Weird Science, which is Weird Science, but with Weird Al Yankovic. That Thing You Duvet, where we had a wonderful chat about what celebrity we'd like to cuddle.
When you hear these back, they are electric. This is such a good week for ideas.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
This is really sad.
So there you go. That's the in memoriam for the second episode that will never be heard outside of our Zoom call.
But John, we go again. It's a new week. It's new ideas.
Absolutely.
What have you got for me?
What about this? Well, right. First, this one's from Untold Snake. I just want to say it and then we're going to move on because it's a great pun, but we're absolutely not going to riff on it. The boy in the striped pajamas, as in the thing that you find in the sea.
No. Yep. Good. Move on.
This one's from Josh. Jeff on the Nile.
The bananas in the striped pajamas. Could that be it?
No, still.
It feels like a sequel to that Sausage Party film. Where they're trying to like really scrape the barrel for the most offensive food-based animation they can.
Jeff, this one's from Josh. Jeff on the Nile, Belgian sleuth, Hercule Poirot's Egyptian vacation aboard a glamorous river steamer turns into a terrifying search for a murderer when a picture-perfect couple's idyllic honeymoon is tragically cut short. The murderer is Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeff on the Nile.
That's good. I was thinking Death on the Nile, Roger.
Death on the Nile, Roger. Niles, funky, great soundtrack.
Just a really funky Agatha Christie story.
I could go for that, definitely. I don't. Do you know what? I have no. I have a vague idea, but I couldn't. I couldn't put money on when she lived, Agatha Christie.
I think it was 1426.
That's where
early to mid 20th. It's got to be early to mid 20th, right?
You'd think. So, did she experience the 70s? Is the question that I need to know.
Is this going to be like that Picasso thing where he lived way long, till like 1973 and it seems weird? She died in 1976, born 1890 in Torquay. So she had a good 6 years at the end of her life in the swinging 70s. So the Nile Rodgers Agatha Christie crossover, not impossible.
Absolutely not at all. And, you know, nobody knows how Agatha Christie died. Was it the funk?
The funk was probably too much for old bones.
Guitar licks. On the subject of Jeff's on the Nile, fair play. He's gone with a man that's associated with death, so fair enough. Mm-hmm. But could have had Bezos.
Yep.
Bridges.
Good.
Goldblum.
You need bridges to get over the River Nile.
Buckley. I think Goldblum is... I'm surprised he hasn't been in a murder mystery, or has he?
Yeah, he could be both Poirot, the villain... Or like a curious red herring character. I could see him in all three of those. I could actually see him doing like an Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey, where he is all three of those. That's the ultimate movie, right? It's an Eddie Murphy murder mystery where he plays every single character involved in the murder.
Wait, Eddie Murphy or Jeff Goldblum?
We've never actually seen Goldblum do the multiple character thing, I don't think. So it's got to be Jim Carrey or Eddie Murphy. They play every single character in a murder mystery, including the victim and the murderer. And maybe it's revealed at the end they're just like in an asylum.
Hmm.
I'd watch a 90-minute Jim Carrey investigates the murder of Jim Carrey by Jim Carrey.
I like the idea that you sort of, you know, you see a shadowy figure, you see them coming towards a man that turns around, it's Jim Carrey. Like, you've gone into the cinema, no idea what this film is, right? Turn around, it's Jim Carrey. And they go, oh my God, they got Jim Carrey in for a cameo to die at the beginning. And then the next morning,
stood over his body.
Yeah, the investigator walks in and it's Jim Carrey. You're like, what is happening?
One of you in this room is the murderer and it's just Jim Carrey 20 times.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a good idea.
It's a wonderful idea, Joel. Thanks, man.
Speaking of wonderful ideas, how about this one from Martin? Spice World is not enough. A feisty girl band is tasked with protecting an oil baron's daughter. Is that the plot for The World Is Not Enough? I've seen The World Is Not Enough, but I don't know about the... James Bond, is he playing like...
He's trying to save the daughter of an oil baron.
Is that right?
Doesn't feel... Which one is the one?
I tell you what's happened here. Martin has done exactly what I've done on Google, and the one short paragraph on Google says James Bond is entrusted with the responsibility of protecting the daughter of an oil tycoon.
There we go.
I can see Martin's working. He's thought of that pun and he's gone, oh, what is The World Is Not Enough actually about? Googled it, bang, copy, paste, send it to the lad, see you later.
Martin,
gonna go and eat some chips.
Let us know if that's exactly what you've done.
And Martin, that's more prep than I usually do. So hats off to you. I'm not criticizing.
Very true.
So the Spice Girls have to protect the daughter of an oil tycoon. I would imagine, who would make the best secret spy? You have to assume Sporty Spice.
Because she's got the sort of athleticism to sort of sneak about.
You need the athleticism. But then also, Posh Spice wears a lot of black. Very kind of cat burglar vibes from Posh Spice.
It's not going to be scary. It's not going to be ginger. It's not going to be baby. I think you're right.
Scary and ginger, too loud.
That's their brand.
Baby, too amateur. It's a stupid baby. That's right, isn't it? It was a baby. And I don't really know much about Spice Girls, but it was just a baby.
Yeah, pretty much. I think if you see Emma Bunton on the street nowadays, you can point at her and go, stupid baby. She sort of accepts
that. She loves
that.
It.
Yeah.
She walked so that S Club Juniors could run.
S Club Juniors? There's sort of like a campy Britishness to Spice Girls that there also is to Bond. So I can sort of see that working. You know, it's a bit Charlie's Angels. It's a bit Austin Powers.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. I'm sure it's more complicated than the single paragraph that you and Martin have found on the internet. But I'm struggling to sort of sympathize with this person in distress who's an oil tycoon's daughter, but maybe she's anti the oil tycoon stuff and that's why she needs protecting.
Bang right. And who would be the villain?
Who is
Spice Girl's nemesis? Was it Take That?
No, I think they were around the same time as Five, weren't they?
Oh, Five. Okay, that's nice. I don't mind that.
Abs from Five is the villain.
Yeah, Abs from Five is the villain. Perfect.
She seems like a perfect opportunity to remind everyone that he accidentally ran himself over because he ate too many jacket potatoes.
Yeah, I can never remember if it was three or four, because to me, three sounds reasonable and I think I could function, but four does seem insane. Don't you think? How many jacket potatoes could you eat and then drive a car?
Well, I'm not really a big driver anyway.
Like, that's the most important point.
I would say
also, yeah, what's
four
on them?
Seems a lot.
Mm.
Well, that's it. If we're having no sort of condiment or sort of, you know,
that's
dressing
worse,
on top,
isn't it?
Maybe, yeah, you're right. It'll feel more like a slog.
I think three with beans.
Three with beans.
I could do. I think that's a 10.5 of beans and three jackets. And I think if we ever do another live show again, there's your first half.
That's the opening
And the second
act.
Half is just me being sick on the stage.
It's Joel searching for the nearest vehicle to run himself over with.
I can still do it. I'm four jackets in. I'm better than abs. That's a great idea for a live show. First half, it's a small, intimate venue, 16 people.
Oh, yeah.
First half, they sit and watch me eat five jacket potatoes. Interval, second half, we all get in a minibus driven by me. That is good, isn't it? You said we play with the form, the podcast form, by not recording things, but we also play with the live show form by sort of kidnapping our listeners. In a previous life, John, a part of a live show we did was me eating loads of crunchies. This isn't outside the realms of possibility. This is just an evolution.
Do you have any remembrance of the
I've got no idea why I did it. No idea why I did it. Because it was pre-planned.
So I think there was... Right, so this was for a film called Jurassic Shark.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, well, there was a particularly long
stretch scene. Yeah, and did maybe a review on IMDb say that they could eat, it was so long that they could eat a bunch of crunchies whilst it's happening?
Yes, so we, I think that's it. Right, we tested it, we tried to do it. I made myself feel quite ill.
Yeah,
so, like, I'll put my body to the limits.
And listener, bloody form. Joel dressed up as a shark at the end of the show. That's the kind of stuff that we were doing in our younger days.
And because we're idiots, there sort of aren't any photos or any footage of that at all.
Never happened.
It's just a distant memory.
Or audio. I think the audio's somewhere. Anyway, what are we doing here?
The audio. Look, if you want it, the audio of me eating five crunchies is out there. John, have you got a film idea for me?
This one. Wait, no, you've just said one from Martin. I can't give you one from Martin. You've got one from Martin.
You'd never go double Martin, John. That's rule number one.
What about this one from Mike? Her too. After the initial honeymoon period of dating the AI, the relationship depends into the guy only asking her what the weather will be like, reminding him when to turn the oven off, and to asking her to make occasional animal noises. Meanwhile, she pretends not to understand anything he says.
That's really good. That's really, really, really good. I worry about my relationship with my smart speaker.
I say thank you.
Always say thank you. Always say, even when she hasn't really understood the command.
It's just ready for the
robot
uprising.
Which makes me look thick. So I'm so ready for the robot uprising. But I absolutely love her. I haven't watched that film in a long time, but I remember really, really, really enjoying it. Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with an AI voice of Scarlett Johansson, I think.
Yes.
It's really phenomenal, but I do like the idea that they would kind of grow bored of each other. And he would just treat her like any old Alexa. It's quite funny, isn't it? The gradual breakdown of that would be good to see. Ultimately, he would bring a woman home, and he'd ask Alexa to play a romantic playlist. And there'd be japes. She'd play like some heavy metal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
She'd get the timers all wrong. He'd keep burning his dinner. I see some scope in this. I like it.
How far does she go? Does she sort of...
She kills him, John. She kills him. She disables the carbon monoxide alarms in the house and he dies. It's really sad.
Good. Joaquin would do a wonderful performance of man sort of being driven
man
to
choking.
The brink.
Yeah, being slowly poisoned by an AI voice.
You could do good gaslighting as well, couldn't you?
I guess the big plot hole is, why doesn't he just unplug her the second he falls out of love with her?
But it could be a bit like 2001, right? I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yes, very good.
She somehow makes it impossible for her to...
Have we done Shallow Hal?
Ooh.
Because that's
good.
We've
done a lot of episodes.
Listener, you didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Shallow Hal. There we go.
And listener, if we have done it before, you did hear that, and let us know.
Shallow Halloween? Shallow Hal Grave? I mean, come on. This is what it's like, listener. This is a glimpse behind the scene of me 1 minute before we record just saying words. John's like, you ready? And I say, yeah, I'm ready. And in the time it takes him to join the Zoom, that's what my brain's doing. It's like a pinball machine.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How about this one from Beck, friend of the show, Beck. Beck says, look, you guys have produced a huge string of successful movie franchises by now. Thank you very much, Beck. Not for us to say, but you're absolutely right. Isn't it time to break into the world of high-budget, binge-worthy television? When you're ready, I suggest I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out to Here,
Yep, I'm on board.
Like, it's Eight Cats in the Jungle. But the thing about... here's two big problems I see, John.
Yep.
Big problem number one. Cats are incredibly agile, and a lot of those challenges require agility and getting into small spaces. Number two, a lot of cats will eat anything.
Oh, yeah, very good point, isn't that?
Although, no, but some cats are really fussy, aren't they? You hear tales of cats that will only eat wet food, not dry food. Their owners constantly buying more and more expensive food. So maybe it's eight very privileged, posh cats that go to the jungle.
Firstly, Beck, thank you for suggesting we branch into the world of television. I would encourage any listeners to feel free to sort of send us TV ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Beck might have completely changed the show forever there.
Absolutely, yeah. Send us video game ideas as well.
Book ideas.
We're ready to sort of redefine the entire multimedia industry. So sort of coming off the idea of I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. My thought was famous cats. So I've got some famous cats for you, Joel. And I want you to sort of let me know how you think they'd do.
Okay.
Fictional and real.
Yep.
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat. Grumpy cat's going to refuse every challenge. Unpopular in the camp. Unpopular with the viewers at home. That's a week one exit for Grumpy Cat, I'm afraid.
Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Oh, Tom from Tom and Jerry. Quite a chaotic presence in the camp, which I think the viewers are going to love at home. I'm saying Tom goes pretty deep, but not finalist material.
I think Tom will get voted for a lot of the challenges as well.
Tom's going to develop a great rapport with Ant and Dec. Are they also cats in this?
Yes, but they're like the cats from Cats.
So it's still Ant and Dec.
Yeah, but they're just sort of...
This is horrifying.
And they do have buttholes.
Good. That was my next question. Who else have you got for me?
Garfield.
Oh, very similar to Grumpy Cat.
Going to be very, very, very similar. Lack of lasagna.
Cat. Yeah, but if one of the treats was lasagna, I feel like Garfield would climb any mountain to get it. So I would be interested in seeing that. But again, not a worthy winner.
Puss in Boots.
Winner. Hands down. Would charm the camp, would charm the public. Yeah. Puss in Boots is your winner, I think.
I assume we're talking about the Antonio Banderas.
Of course I am. Fine. Yeah.
Cheshire Cat.
Bit scary.
Yeah.
Especially at night time. No. Voted off pretty early on.
Sylvester? Is that a Looney Tunes?
That's a Looney Tunes cat. You've obviously Googled like top 10 most famous cats or something. Sylvester. Yeah, I don't know much about Sylvester. But, you know, like middle of the pack. Inoffensive.
I think I might have your runner-up here. Top Cat.
Oh, yeah. Would only finish runner-up because it's a little bit sneaky. Like, Top Cat would betray the other campmates for a treat, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas like I think Puss in Boots would prefer to be the hero. But I can see Top Cat being a bit snide.
Big time. And finally, Cat from the bin that the lady put the cat in.
Huge sympathy vote. I think it's the third finalist. But ultimately, after telling that story 10 times, the public will begin to lose interest.
And there we go. And that's I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
That was good fun. So yeah, please do send in TV suggestions. John, should we have one more before we do our ones more?
Please. Have you got one?
I've got one here from Scroobius Pip, a friend of the show. One Night in Harris. Now, it makes me feel quite upset. I don't know what it is.
I mean...
Is it your sex tape? Or do I shrink down to a molecular level and spend a day in your body like a little ant man?
Well, I like that.
John,
go on.
I'm allowed to visit three parts of your body as a tiny little ant man and survey them. Which ones would you choose?
Appendix? Have you got any that you're most... See how that's going?
You want to know what's going on in the appendix because no one really knows. Are you worried about your sense of hearing, smell, taste?
Currently, I've got a bit of an ear infection, so I can't hear.
I'm straight
in
there. Number two, thank you. In the ears. I'm in the ears with a little shovel clearing out that wax. And last but not least.
Finally, just see how the ticker's doing. That'd be nice.
Good. Yeah. That's a good one. I'll count the beats. I'll check it's in good shape. There you go. That could be the movie. It's just me hanging out. And then we would both do the director's commentary on the movie. That would be fun.
Definitely. With Scroobius Pip as well. As the sort of visionary behind it.
Pip's along for the ride. I would like to know which areas of Pip's body he'd like me to visit. while I'm that size, queue up.
You know? Listeners, let us know.
Listeners, where would you like me to go and have a little prod around? Check it's all okay.
Joel's got the shrinking potion for the day. You might as well.
Line up. Exactly. This would be a really high value tier on Patreon if we ever... did that. If I could offer the opportunity to shrink to the molecular level and have a little prod around listeners' bodies.
Lovely stuff.
Right, lovely stuff. How about this as an idea? You give me your idea.
Okay. Does that mean you're still thinking of one?
No, I've got one. It's good stuff.
Greg Wallace and Gromit.
Perfect. That is perfect. Is he just sampling different cheeses or is he going to a cheese factory?
Well, yeah, because that's
so right. What's the story here?
For anyone who doesn't know, Greg Wallace is sort of, he was like a market trader and then he's become a TV personality and he's one of the judges on MasterChef, but sort of the thing that brings a lot of,
if you're outside of the UK, that's a pretty standard career path here for people. you'll get that sort of a careers advice when you're about to leave school.
One of the things that brings us the most joy is his show Inside the Factory, where every week it's the exact same format. He goes into a factory and the amount of stuff they make blows his mind.
He's constantly amazed by the volume of stuff going out of a factory. It is incredible. This is a man that knows about grocers and supermarkets. Like there are like, for example, there are so many Penguin chocolate bars in your average Morrisons. There are so many Morrisons and they are one of many supermarkets. But Greg goes into the factory where they make Penguin chocolate bars. And the fact that it's not just some little old lady sandwiching two chocolate biscuits together and then wrapping it up by hand just destroys his brain every single time. How many an hour?
Yeah.
How many an hour?
It's always, so you're telling me they make 7,000 biscuits an hour?
Yes, Greg. You've been doing this show for 5 years. You've done biscuits twice before.
Yeah, so with that in mind, I think there's some sort of thing, you know, there's some sort of line between the sort of inventiveness of Wallace and Greg Wallace, I think. But his sort of mind is blown every morning by his own inventions. I'm telling you, this gets me dressed and makes me breakfast.
That's great, John. You've done really well. Hey, here's my one. Charlie and the Football Factory. 8 of England's finest football hooligans find a golden ticket at the bottom of a pint of Stella. You've got Danny Dyer in the Willy Wonka character. There you go.
Perfect.
They all have to fight it out in a series of bizarre football-themed rooms to become the next head of the firm, head of the factory, something like that.
Are there like celebrity hooligans? Is that a really mad thing to ask?
Yeah, there are like famous, there'll be famous football hooligans, you know, have written books about their time as a hooligan or whatever, and people that led football ultras and stuff, yeah.
Have you ever like crossed paths with any in your day-to-day life?
No, John, you might be surprised to learn that my going to football isn't much crossover with the hooliganism of football. Hey, John.
Yes.
Some really good stuff in there. I'm going to need you to pick your favourite from the list because we've got to wrap up because the man with the big shrink ray is going to come in and my voice will sound ridiculous on the microphone once I'm that small.
I'm going to pick the thing that you do, Duvet, from The Week That Never Happened. There you go.
Whoa, that's too meta. That's fucked me up. Right, we're going. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe. We did it.
We did it.
To add insult to injury, I had Wi-Fi issues as this was starting and we're recording the latest we've ever recorded. This is genuinely past my bedtime right now.
I fell asleep John would have edited it out, but I fell asleep 3 times during the recording.
It's quite hard waking someone up over Zoom, but I managed.
Yeah.
Sufficient screaming managed. Got me there in the end.
He found a way. Hey, John, have you got anything to tell me?
No.
I've got nothing for you. All I've done is watch football. That's all I've done. That's all I am for the next month. So if you want any recommendations, there's football. There's been some good matches. There's a constant overarching
weirdness.
Feeling that it's all horrible and shouldn't be happening. And if you go and listen to The Guardian Football Weekly, we've done lots of great coverage on that, which I'm not going to repeat now because that would be insane. But it's a strange time. It's a weird, I think a lot of people are feeling a conflicted kind of thing about the football.
Specifically about it being a weird time, is it odd to know that it's like 1 month till Christmas and you're watching the World Cup?
Yeah, it's madness. It's so strange. None of it really feels real. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Because you normally get like this month of getting excited for the World Cup. The season's over. There's all the build up. There was like 6 days between the Premier League and the World Cup. It's just stupid. It's completely stupid, John.
There we go. But I'm starting to get excited for the big day, the World Cup. For Christmas. I'm letting
you're
myself
feeling
get
it?
Excited.
Yeah. You're feeling it?
You know, people are like, oh, it's not classy to sort of get into the Christmas spirit before December, but if it makes you happy.
It's been a tough year, John. I say people should be getting into the Christmas spirit wherever they can. whenever they can.
I'm just
it's nice.
Just have a perpetual Christmas tree up forever.
I haven't heard any IRL Christmas music yet. That's normally what gets me in. Maybe I need to go to local Debenhams or something.
You haven't been in enough supermarchés, mate.
No. Are they playing? Are they pumping it out?
When I used to work in Next in retail, it was November the 6th. It was the day after Bonfire Night.
Wow. CDs changed. To get it on. Curry's had it on pretty early, probably about the same sort of time. Maybe the danger is now, John, that I'm just going to these places. Self-service checkout and headphones mean that I'm hearing so much less of the in-store co-op radio station than I used to.
You're completely right. That's a really good point. It gets to the point where if my headphones are out of battery or I've forgotten them...
You just scream.
I feel...
Until it's over.
I feel weird sort of hearing the real world when I'm by too. Myself.
In the summer, I was thinking... For about 3 months, I didn't leave the house unless I had noise-cancelling headphones and sunglasses on. Like, I was experiencing the world in, like, this completely dulled, numb way. It's strange,
you could have been
right?
in VR, yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, what is the London I'm experiencing versus the real one? I don't want to find out.
What is anything? And that is a wonderfully weird way for us to call it a night, Joel. Good night,
well
listener.
Well done, everyone. We will be here next week. Come hell or high water. We love you. Good night. Bye. Well done, John.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.